64 degrees on this Wednesday morning, and we are very excited now to bring John Michael Marty in. He's over in Studio A. He's got a couple of guests with him. And, John, you have a very exciting guest lined up for our folks across Mid-Illinois today.
Boy, we sure do. Thanks very much, Tim. This morning we're going to be joined by Robbie Robinson, calling us from out in California as he gets ready to come back to do this wonderful all-star concert for the benefit of St. Francis Hospital. Now, also in here, Megan and Paula are with us because we're going to be talking about what's going on and why they're doing the concert for the hospital. First and foremost, thank you, Robbie, for joining us, and welcome to Mid-Illinois again.
Well, thank you so much, John Michael. You know, of course, Litchfield, Illinois is my roots, and it's still, for both my wife and I, who is also from Litchfield, we still consider it our home.
Yeah, and getting back is not an easy thing, so we realize this is a wonderful opportunity, not only for you to come back and visit, but to do something really special for St. Francis Hospital. I have Paula and Megan here with me, and I was going to ask them first to tell us a little bit about how this concert came about, and then we want to talk a little bit about who all you're bringing with you, okay?
Sounds great to me.
All right, Paula, so tell me, how did this come about?
Well, it's a really interesting story because I've been at the hospital 8 years now, and I have always heard Robbie Robinson's name thrown out there as, you know, you need to call Robbie, see if he'd be willing to come back. Well, this year I did that out of the blue, never thinking that he would say yes, because I know he's so busy and touring with Frankie all the time, but we had a wonderful conversation, and it was a wonderful immediate yes from Robbie, especially when he heard about the cause. This all the concert proceeds will go to benefit the purchase of 3D mammography equipment for the hospital, which is something we currently don't have, and cancer is a cause near and dear to Robbie's heart, having lost his father to that, and it's a cause that affects many of us, and so we're just really so grateful to Robbie that he is not only coming back with Rex to do this homecoming concert, but bringing such a distinguished group of other musicians with him. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event, John. And we're really excited about this.
Now, Paula Indris, Director of Philanthropy for St. Francis Hospital, our guest, along with Megan Hyam. Now, you're the administrator at Litchfield Family Practice. How is Litchfield Family Practice involved? I think it's on your ground, isn't it?
It is. It's in the field between the practice and the hospital, and the doctors at Litchfield Family Practice are a gold sponsor for this event and just always supportive of everything the hospital does.
When we are in a situation like putting together this with different people coming from all over the country and from far away, what were the logistics like to put this together, Paula?
Well, we're really grateful to have the Holiday Inn Express here in Litchfield, and Jane Martin and Nancy Hyam, who are donating all the hotel rooms for the musicians, which is a huge help to us. But really, it's been Robbie coordinating with the musicians who are, you know, donating their time to come and are just so grateful to be a part of this event. So it's really been made easy by both of those individuals.
Now, the event is going to be held under a big tent.
Yes.
And you're going to have a stage.
Right.
You're going to have tables. You're going to have reserved seating. You're going to have a buffet line and servers. That's a big tent, is it not?
Yes, it is a big tent. And we're hoping the weather cooperates. We have a lot of people praying for us, but it'll be held rain or shine, and it's going to be very unique in that respect.
Robbie, I want to talk to you now, and let's talk a little bit, and thanks for patiently waiting there for a moment. I want to talk to you a little bit about who you are bringing with you, because when I take a look at the list, I'm flabbergasted at the experience of the people you're bringing, not only you and your brother and Chuck, but these other people, just same thing.
Well, you know what? We've been in the music business for a long time, and the music business, it's actually it's amazingly small when you really get into the nitty-gritty. So many people know each other, and I have a lot of great friends, incredibly talented friends, and what we've done is we've put together this band, Rex. Of course, my brother Rex is also from Litchfield, and Rex has been playing with he played with Frankie Valli for about 25 years. And then, of course, we have local homeboy Chuck Wilson, who you mentioned as well, who also played with Frankie Valli for decades. And I've been now working with Frankie Valli for, this is my 40th year, so I'm finally learning how to play Sherry. And and as Paul Schaefer puts it, Robbie is the guy who has learned over the decades that big girls do cry.
That's fascinating.
But some of the guys, for example, Warren Ham is currently on tour as one of the singers for Toto, the group Toto. But he's a regular in Ringo's All Star Band, one of the most talented guys I know. Dear, dear friend. We played together in a million different situations. And he's coming out to be our lead singer and to play saxophone, flute, and harmonica. We have Frankie Valli's drummer, who's played with, besides Frankie, he's been Frankie's drummer for about 14, 15 years now. And he used to play with Maynard Ferguson. He's played with a bunch of rock groups, Jefferson Starship and stuff. We have Frankie Valli's guitar player, who was in Jersey Boys, and now he's touring with us as Frankie. We have a guy, his name is Steve March Torme. Now, he's Mel Torme's son. He's an amazingly talented guy. Rex and I toured with him before we were Frankie in the mid-70s and did a Liza Minnelli album with him and stuff. And this guy still tours around the country, and when I told him, when we did the cross-country tour with him back in the 70s, we stopped in Litchfield and hung out. And when I told him the other day that about this, he said, I'd love to be a part of this. Can I do that? So he's flying himself down to do this. Who else do we have? We have a great horn section from the area who have all played with Frankie Valli. He's got a great singer female singer coming up from Nashville who's got a song in the Christian charts, top 10 Christian charts right now. Who else is in this band? That may cover it.
I wanted to mention to you, I was going to say at the end, I communicate with Steve March Torme quite a bit, and they always speak fondly of you, so I'm thrilled he's going to be there.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know you.
Matter of fact, we had him on the radio playing some stuff from his new CD just a couple of months ago, and it's always fun to talk to him. And I guess his tennis game won't suffer if he comes back to Litchfield for a day or two. Huh?
No, well, he said to make sure that we all bring our ball gloves and mitts because he's avid sportsman, you know.
You bet. Well, that just absolutely sounds wonderful.
And you know what, John Michael, I did forget somebody. How could I forget this guy? We're also bringing the guy who played Frankie in the National Touring Company in Jersey Boys. His name is Christopher Calais Jones, and we're going to close the show with some Frankie Valli songs, of course, and having Christopher Calais Jones play the role of Frankie. So that should be a great closing to the show.
About how long will the concert last?
About 4 days, I think.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it.
Now, I'm not sure. I think we probably have a couple hours worth of music, So it's going to be a memorable night, and it's going to be a night that nobody's going to want to miss. And I'm sure not going to want to miss.
Now, your reputation as a musical arranger, is stellar. So I want to ask: are you arranging all this music, or is this going to be fly by the seat of the pants, improv kind of thing?
Well. No, it's not going to be fly by the seat. I am arranging it all and making sure that, because I don't want to get up there in front of my Litchfield home folks and mess up. So no, we're not going to be flying. There's going to be some improvisational times during the context of the concert, but everything is pretty much laid out, and I'm madly writing the charts and the music as we speak, actually. And Rex and I just finished. You know, we moved out to California in the 70s, mid-70s, and with the idea of pursuing the Robinson Brothers Band and a record deal, et cetera, et cetera. And we were in negotiations with Blue Note Records, which is a big jazz label, and at the time. And then we got kind of sidetracked as quote-unquote gigging opportunities came our way to go on tour and stuff like that. And it's always good to, you know, be able to have an income and feed your family. So we would take those things and then kept putting on hold the Robinson Brothers. And so finally, just a few weeks, about 3 weeks ago, we decided, well, we've got to at least have a CD. So we've been cramming to get a four-song EP CD finished, and just finished it up last night, actually. And it's just been finished, mastered, and everything. So excited to have that for this event as well.
Well, wonderful. So that'll be available for folks to purchase if they want when they come to the concert.
Available, yeah. We're going to figure out what we're going to do with it, but it will be available. Exactly.
That's wonderful.
Three original songs and we're opening the CD with what is going to be the opening song of the concert, which is called "Coming Home."
Well, of course,
appropriate.
It would seem appropriate. It is just absolutely amazing. Again, what you have put together. In obviously a short period of time, but I understand the community and people helping each other out. The fact that Steve's coming is another nice bonus to add at the end. You've done your part. Now, you've heard what Paula and Megan are doing. Now, the logistics of putting together the food, the arranging tables, chairs, all of that, Paula, how difficult or how much of a challenge has that been?
Well,
and Megan.
Well, we have a great committee, and Megan is, of course, a member of that committee. Jane Martin is the chair. We just have a stellar group of women that know how to get things done in this community, and we've pulled this together in kind of record time. Thankfully, with a lot of our corporate sponsors, Litchfield Family Practice, Megan mentioned, Bank and Trust, our gold sponsors, and a host of others, it's come together very well.
And ticket sales going well?
Yes. We're at 350 right now. They're selling very quickly, and we fully anticipate we'll have a sellout crowd of 500.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Robbie, I guess playing in front of 500 under a big tent surrounded by food will be okay for all your guys.
It's just going to be a really special, memorable night. And in addition, one of the things that's going to be very unique and something the first time to happen in decades and decades is we're going to have a reunion of a couple of the bands that Rex and I were involved with back in Illinois way, way, way back in the day. So if anybody remembers, anybody is of the persuasion or the age or of the vintage, I should say, to remember a band called Sea Dog that Rex was in. And they were actually the house band at the Coliseum Ballroom for a while out there. And they're going, and some of those local musicians are coming back with Rex, and they're going to do a song. And then I'm going to do a song with a reunion of one of my bands from back there that we played around forever around the Litchfield area called the Far Cries. And then there was a band called Pats that Rex and I had together, and we're going to do a one-song reunion. So we've got three songs in the set are going to be these reunion songs of these vintage bands, if you will.
That sounds like it's going to be an incredible evening and one that will be once in a lifetime for Litchfield. So that's exciting.
I for us as well.
Oh, that's great, Megan. The family practice, the fact that we're doing it in this area, what about parking? How is that going to work? Have you got that all figured out?
We do, and they will be using the family practices parking for VIP, or we start working out the details, but either VIP or first come parking, and then fill in from there in the hospital parking lots.
Okay, so we got room. Mm-hmm. So we got room for people. We got room for cars. We're going to have room for the band. I guess that's going to be taken care of.
Yes.
All right. I really appreciate all of the hard work that's going in on both ends, from your end in L.A., Robbie, from you girls' part here in Litchfield. This is going to be something for the ages, and it's all going for a great cause. Mm-hmm. And again, the money is going for 3D mammography equipment, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Paula Indris, Director of Philanthropy at St. Francis, and Megan Higham, our guests in studio, and on the phone from L.A., Robbie Robinson, brother of Rex, friend of Chuck, and all-around good guy, tremendous music arranger. Robbie, just while I've got you on the phone and to fill the folks in back here, besides this event, what all is going on in your life? Because when I check out your website, it's hundreds of pages long. It's amazing what all you're doing.
You know what? I have been so blessed to be able to get to do to live my dream in this crazy music business, and God has blessed me in so many ways in that regard, and I'm just so thankful. And I get to run around the world and get to run around conduct different symphony orchestras. And I mean, this past weekend we played Friday night in Chicago, Ravinia, in front of 20,000 people. Saturday night we played in Detroit at the Fox Theater, and Sunday night we played in Cleveland at the Playhouse Square. And then I came home Monday and played at my jam session that I have at my church every Monday night, and been working in between on this CD project. And so we're busy, busy, busy. And we have a Frankie Valli concert coming up in the St. Louis area in St. Charles in I think it's October or November, something like that.
So you'll be back again for that then, as his musical arranger. Okay. How's
exactly.
Frankie doing? Is he still strong? How is it touring with him on occasion?
It's amazing to me. My jaw drops at walking side by side with this guy who is now 83 years old. And shows no signs of slowing down. We're doing about 70, 75 shows a year all around the world. And so you factor that in with traveling. And between that, we're working on record projects. We're working on all kinds of various things on the side. So he's the most tenacious human being, the most driven, the most energetic human being I've ever encountered. And he's been an inspiration to me in all kinds of ways.
You know, one of the things, and I'm sure you get to experience this and think about it every time you're around him, but I was just thinking this morning that when you look at American pop icons, I mean, as far as groups goes, there are the Beach Boys, Temptations, Four Tops, and the Four Seasons. I mean, there is nothing that can top that group right there. And from 1961, when the first hit, 62 was Sherry. I mean, I was 12 years old then. I remember buying it.
Just a wee lad.
Yes, that's right. You know, and Big Girls Don't Cry. Of course we bought that at record. It is so fabulous to think that you get a chance to be part of that greatness every time you're together, and the tribute to it when you're coming back here for this concert. We're sure looking forward to seeing you, Robbie. I appreciate you taking the time. Anything else you'd like to add before I cut you loose to go back and work?
It's always a pleasure. I can remember going to WSMI as a young teenager with Jim Skeetis was on the air, and his son Skeetis was a good friend of mine, and we used to go out there, and I would play that. There was an old tack piano that Russ Pence would play, and
sure.
I used to play on that old tack piano, and then Gus and I would go and play wiffle ball out in the fields there adjoining WSMI. And so I have fond memories of WSMI and all of Litchfield, of course.
That's wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. That piano's still in good use in somebody's house. You know, it was here for 40 years, and I think they finally moved it out. But now it's in the room we're sitting in right now, as a matter of fact. But
wow.
thanks again for being part of this, and we look forward to seeing you coming up on the night of the 23rd as you play with all your friends at this concert for St. Francis Hospital.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Michael.
Thanks for all your help.
We'll see you that night. And yes, Paula.
I just wanted to mention, John, if people are still needing ticket information, they can get that on our website. We have everything they need to know on our website, which is stfrancislitchfield.org, or they can call me directly, 324-8200. Again, that's 324-8200.
Okay, and about 150 tickets left, maybe?
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, it's a long ways till September 23rd. I don't think you'll have any problem getting rid of those. And I think especially after our talk today. Now, this interview that we've put up will be up on our website as a podcast that people can listen to this if they missed it, and you can let people know that as well.
Sure. Okay? Well, thank you again for having us.
Again, thanks, Robbie. We'll cut you loose. We'll talk to you later and see you on the 23rd.
Thank you, John Michael. The people better come out and get their tickets quick before they're all gone.
You bet. See you then. Okay. Now, let's throw out anything else that we haven't talked about yet, because I don't think we don't want to leave any stone left unturned here. Anything else that regarding the concert, regarding what we're raising the money for, that you want to talk about today? I mean, for example, tell me, you say that the hospital doesn't have any of the 3D mammography equipment that you're trying to raise the money for. So what will that do? Oh, or maybe I should be asking.
What will that do in terms of the equipment?
I guess my question is, how will that, will that make things easier? Will that do a better job for the doctors? The 3D mammography equipment, different from what you have right now? Huh?
Yes. Right now we have digital equipment.
Okay.
And 3D is considered state of the art and what we need to upgrade to. And that's what the medical professionals are asking for. Women are asking for that. And it's thought to be a better screening device in that regard. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. Details, excuse me, on the concert, one more time, September 23rd, that's a Saturday night. The doors open at 6, the concert begins at 7. There are 3 levels of tickets that you can buy, $75 a person, includes the self-serves hors d'oeuvres buffet with no reserved seating, $100 a person, including self-serve hors d'oeuvres buffet and a reserved seat, and $200 per person includes served hors d'oeuvres with table seating and a concert T-shirt, so something to remember by.
Right, and the concert T-shirts are also a nice way to support the concert, even if people can't be there, John. And I'll let Megan give you some information about how folks can get the concert T-shirt, but it's a tie-dye T-shirt in keeping with the,
cool.
The era. Right. We'll have to get you one.
Okay.
And come in all different sizes, and Megan can share how you can support that for a $20 donation.
Got about a minute, so right. Okay, Megan.
T-shirts are $20, like Paula said, and you can order them on the website or from Paula anytime before the concert, and there will be a pickup on next Thursday at 4:30, and we are also organizing for next Friday T-shirt sales at Walmart,
which
will be nice.
So 75, 100, and 200, all 3 are still available right now.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Girls, thanks so much. Paula Endress, Director of Philanthropy at St. Francis, Megan Hyam, Administrator at Litchfield Family Practice, and Robbie Robinson on the phone from L.A. Thank you all for being with us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you that special night, September 23rd.
Thank you.
Thank you.